Today, enlightening entertainment will be presented in Dari and English, with subtitles in Arabic, all access are Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. صدای پرتنین تبله قدیمی ترین آلت موسیقی جهان مانند تپش موزون قلب‌های ما است و در قلب‌های پاک مردم افغان موسیقی همیشه تنین می‌اندازد. بینندگان زیبا، به برنامه امروز سرگرمی تعالی بخش خوش آمدید. امروز سفری خوش آهنگ به افغانستان، کشوری با فرهنگ بسیار غنی داریم، جایی که تنین تبله تاریخچه حماسی و میراث پر انرژی مردم باستانیش را آشکار می سازد. در این برنامه دو قسمتی با هنرمند تبله سالار نادر آشنا می شویم، کسی که با نواختن تبله ضربت و نواختن را به شکل یک تجربه دلانگیز در می آورد. وی یکی از پرطرفدارترین تبله نوازان نسل خود می باشد و تا کنون هنرنمایی هایی در سراسر دنیا با موسیقی دانان معروف داشته، از جمله احمد ولی، غزلسرای معروف افغان و استاد آواز غلام علی خان از پاکستان. سالار نادر کمپوز موسیقی و هنرنمایی تبله را برای نسخه تئاتری پرفروشترین اثر نویسنده مشهور افغان خالد حسینی به نام کاغذ پرانباز را بر عهده گرفت که رسانه ها از آن بسیار استقبال کردند. تبله حقیقتا یک ساز بی‌نظیری است. در طی مصاحبه سوپرین ماستر تلویزیون با سالار، ایشان برای ما خصوصیت های ویژه تبله و آواهایی که تبله نوازان شمال هند از حفظ می کنند را توضیح می دهد.
Da 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 Tabla, North Indian percussion instrument that's used in Afghanistan as well as Pakistan. Right-hand drum for me is the bayan, which plays melodies as well as different notes. So you have this tuned to one pitch. So in our case, it's tuned to C sharp. And then you have a range of tonal possibilities. And then you have different syllables, the language of the tabla. Da, tin, tete, tete kita, dage tete, dagena tete, dinagena, dinegene, dere dere, tere kita. So these are the different vocabulary that's used in tabla. So I'm not just playing, I'm actually singing and playing either vocally or in my mind. So it's all one.
این موسیقیدان با استعداد در سفری به کابل با ریشه های اجدادی خیش بیشتر آشنا شد.
The region of South Asia and Central Asia and the Silk Road has always been a region of trade and exchange, be it language, culture, food and music. So the music that is performed in northern India has heavily influenced Afghanistan's ghazal and classical music. In the early 1800s, there were masters that came into Afghanistan and were actually brought in as court musicians, and who were eventually paid by the government to teach and have institutions in Afghanistan. So there's an area called Koche Kharabat, as well as Koche Kharabat, which till this day, those musicians, their descendants, their grandsons are still, living, practicing this music, teaching. And just back in July, I met some of these musicians when I went back to Kabul. So it's really amazing to see how there's people who actually have curated the tradition and are making sure that we hold on to this, because this is actually something that's very original, that's been actually passed down to me, and therefore it's our duty to actually do that for the oncoming generation, so we keep our culture and arts alive.
برای صدها سال یک بخش قدیمی شهر کابل به نام کوچه خرابات مترادف بود با موسیقی افغانی، جایی که اکثر موسیقیدانان زندگی میکردند، میاموختند و آثارشان را خلق میکردند. در هوای این محله نوت‌های موسیقی جریان داشت و از خانه های آنجا صدای موسیقی میآمد.
Well, Afghanistan actually has, I want to say, from what I've noticed, at least 25 to 30 different styles and subjects in their musical tradition of folk. There's all kinds of folk that lend themselves to that particular province. So Badakhshan, Logar, which has a Logari style of music, Kabuli, which is different completely, and then you also have the pop singers who actually sing styles of music that's heavily influenced by, let's say, American and Western, and you'll have more electronic music that's being used, and keyboards and whatnot.
قطعاً موسیقی یک نیروی تعالی بخش و آرامش دهنده برای روح‌های ماست. این موضوع را می توان به ویژه از طریق آهنگ‌ها و ترانه‌های مردم افغان مشاهده کرد.
Each song has a story to tell, and the different poets and the poetries that they've composed have carried along with it thousands of years of the tradition of the culture. The Afghan people, so it's something that's very dear to them and has a very spiritual and mystic effect. Well, Afghan music is a very happy and festive music. The mood that it evokes is very joyous and peaceful. And obviously, right now, the world could use a lot of peace and harmony. And music is one way, in any country or region, music is the words that are spoken from the heart, and which are very peaceful and have that healing power. And if you open up your heart to it and absorb, it has one of the greatest feelings in the world. So Afghan music has that kind of power and those ingredients which can affect the mind and soul in a very positive way.
سالار توضیح می دهد که در سنت موسیقی دانان افغان موسیقی تنها یک هنر برای تمرین نیست بلکه زندگی آنها را نیز در بر می گیرد.
In our tradition, we're supposed to practice at least 6 to 8 hours in a day. So if you can imagine a 24-hour clock, you would hopefully sleep for 8 hours and then practice your tabla for 8 hours. And the next 8, you have to integrate your 3-4 meals a day and Facebook and emails and website and this and that. One has to dedicate and sacrifice, make sacrifices in their life to be able to pursue this art. And as a student of Ustad Zakir Sains, I can say that I've tried to do the best that I can do as far as myself is concerned. And what I do is practice as much as I can daily. And that's really a spiritual thing in itself. You're alone in one room with your instrument and you're practicing these compositions that are hundreds and hundreds of years old. Just like the poetries, and it's a very spiritual thing in itself. When you're within a tradition where you're taught to respect your instrument the way you do, that also channels onto human respect, just the respect and the discipline itself helps you in all other aspects in life.
کتاب کاغذ پرانباز نوشته رمان نویس افغان خالد حسینی در سطح بین المللی مشهور شد. داستان این کتاب در مورد موضوعهای مهم زندگی از جمله دوستی، وفاداری، گذشت و محبت است. از این کتاب یک فیلم سینمایی و همچنین یک نمایش تئاتر ساخته شده است. با همکاری سالار این نمایش با نوای اصیل افغان به شکل زیبای اجرا شد.
So with Khalid Hosseini, we've actually known each other since I want to say 1994, maybe before that. And it's very funny how we actually met because we weren't introduced at that time. I was only 12 and actually he was getting engaged to a family relative of my mother's. At the time, this was before Kite Runner and Thousand Splendid Sons and all that. And I actually would plead and beg to whoever was hired to play tabla that night that if I can just play for like 1 or 2 songs or 3 songs or something like that. So of course they would give me a chance to play. And years later at Khalid's book signing, I approached him to talk about Kite Runner, and he mentioned to me that he knew exactly who I was and that I performed at his engagement. And I didn't remember immediately then, but then I went back and shuffled through like old pictures, and I found a few pictures of that night, and I was like, wow, it's amazing how everything kind of comes back full circle.
What experiences with the play have you enjoyed the most, or what surprised you the most?
Even though we perform 45 nights in a row except Mondays, it's very nice to see the reaction of people who are actually non-Afghan, who are really, really being drawn in and becoming really close and aware of the Afghan cause and the Afghan people and the fact that Afghans are a human race like anybody else in the world, and they're just as loving and just as hospitable as any other culture. So it's very nice to see that the play has created that kind of vibration amongst people.
سالار که با موسیقیدانهای معروف ملیتهای دیگر نیز کار کرده، با ترکیب هماهنگ ویژگی‌های موسیقی فرهنگ‌های دیگر آهنگی منحصر به فرد ایجاد کرده است. یک کار دیگری که سالار خود را وقف آن کرده، ایجاد گروه موسیقی Sounds and Rhythms of Afghanistan سارا است که خود او در آن تبله می نوازد. همایون صفی رباب می نوازد، آبوس کاسموف نوازنده دوریا و همایون خان خواننده گروه است.
The group consists of 4 musical members, and then we also have different dance elements. Afghan national dance, which is called Atan, and that's performed by female dancers. So it's a very important thing for me to be able to bring out female performers so the world can see, you know, what kind of beautiful performances we have in Afghanistan that consist of female dancers and or vocalists or instrumentalists. One really important date that I have to announce is April 24th of 2011 is going to be our premiere concert in San Francisco. And I really, really have to urge the communities who are in California to come out and experience this music, because it's very different than what they've heard before. And like I mentioned earlier, it's very happy, and it can help move your body, and it can help you forget about anything else you might be thinking about that day, and come for those 2 or 3 hours and let this musical group kind of caravan you through, you know, Afghanistan for those couple hours, because it will be an experience that'll you know, give you a few minutes to experience the sounds of Afghanistan.
What message would you like to convey to aspiring Afghan musicians, and what advice would you give them?
There are many, many talented Afghans in the world, and if they have the opportunity to go and be groomed by a master musician like I have, it's only going to help them, you know, become a better human being and musician. And that's part of the package. So I just recommend for them to have the proper training, guidance, and if this is their dream, to pursue it the right way.
برنامه امروز را با حرف‌های صمیمانه سالار نادر در زمینه اهمیت حفظ میراث مردم دنیا با پایان می‌رسانیم.
I'd like to thank Supreme Master Television for working with my schedule and being able to balance things out. The last 6 months have been quite hectic, and on the road from Kabul to Europe, and now Bahrain, and now back in the Bay Area, and I'm really, really happy that you've been able to preserve the culture and arts through what you do, and through the fact that you present it for people to see. And that's what actually keeps our traditions, our music, our culture alive, and presents it to the masses and people out there. So once again, I'd like to thank Supreme Master Television for having me and inviting me, and thank you very much.
سپاس صمیمانه ما تقدیم به سالار جهت اجراهای شگفت‌انگیز طبله که شادی را به قلب تمام شنوندگان می آورد. با آرزوی اینکه پروردگار شما را هرچه بیشتر با موفقیت‌های متداوم در کارهای تعالی بخشتان متبرک کند. برای اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد هنرمند طبله نواز آقای سالار نادر و اجراهای ایشان لطفاً از این سایت دیدن فرمایید. www.salarnader.com. از اینکه با برنامه امروز ما همراه بودید متشکریم. برنامه بعدی کلام حکمت می باشد که بعد از اخبار قابل توجه مشاهده می کنیم. بیایید همه با زبان جهانی موسیقی با یکدیگر متحد شویم. Thank you for joining us today. Word of Wisdom is up next after Noteworthy News. Let us unite through the universal language of music.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.